Happy Memorial Day weekend to you all. And as always, if you care to start out your holiday tomorrow in a prayerful way, we'll be here for Mass at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Otherwise, have a good cookout today because I think it's going to be raining tomorrow. I assume that most of you by now have heard the word that Archbishop Chaput has assigned a second full-time priest to our parish effective June 20th. Father John Stokely is a native son of St. Agnes Church in Westchester. He graduated from Shanahan High School in 2005, was ordained in 2013, and for the last 3 years has been serving as the parochial vicar, which is a fancy name for assistant pastor, at St. Robert Bellarmine Church up in Warrington. Now, he's 3 years ordained, and I realized that, like, I've been a priest a decade longer than he's been alive. So there's probably going to be a little bit of a generation gap here we got to work through. But he did come on Tuesday, met a lot of the staff, stopped in the parish school, and he's got a wonderful personal spirit. And we're looking forward to having him. And I'm sure that come the 25th, 26th of June, if you're here that weekend, you'll get a chance to meet him in person. But it got me to thinking, boy, way back to being a rookie priest. Some of you may recall that in 1976, when I was just finishing my first year of ordination, we had two very big events in Philadelphia. First, the bicentennial of our country, huh? And then we also had in August that year, the International Eucharistic Congress, when people from all over the world came to Philadelphia to celebrate the gift of the Holy Eucharist, which is part of our Corpus Christi feast today. Well, I got a souvenir from the International Eucharistic Congress. You may recognize. We use these ciboria every week to give out Holy Communion. Got a big logo of the Archdiocese. This is 40 years old. I've been a priest 41 years. This is 40 years old, and it's looking a lot better than me, huh? How about you? But I got to thinking, what's the purpose of a ciborium? It gets filled up with the host that will become the body of Christ, in order to make it available to be distributed to the people of God here at church. It's constantly being filled up and emptied and being refilled. And I said to myself, there is definitely a homily in there somewhere. Here's the point. By our baptism, you and I are called to be a personal ciborium for the world. Jesus offers himself. He fills us up with his own body and blood here at the altar, not just for ourselves to keep, but that we would be sent forth into the world, and by the way we live, by the generosity and the faithfulness and the loyalty and the integrity and the kindness and the concern for the needy, we bring Christ, the body of Christ, into the world. And we get drained and emptied in doing that. It wears us out. But we come back to be refilled by Christ, to be sent out again. Amazing to think about that Christ will be present in the world through us. If you listen very closely to the gospel today in St. Luke, it's the multiplication of the loaves story you've heard a million times. But in Luke's version, Jesus takes the bread and gives it to the disciples, and the disciples give it to the crowd. What happened then is still supposed to happen now. Jesus gives us himself so that we can give him to the world. We are the ones who are like a ciborium, bringing Christ to others. So today I just simply ask you this. As we celebrate this great feast of the body and blood of Christ, join me in renewing a commitment to be a personal ciborium to your family, to your neighborhood, to our church community, to your workplace, to your classrooms and ball fields, to the world. The body of Christ is among us, and through us engages the world, just like a 40-year-old ciborium.